Joining us this morning is Russell Peters, a very funny comedian. There are two shows at the City National Grove of Anaheim, 8 o'clock. The first show on September 1st is already sold out. However, there are still tickets for the second show, so get on the website and grab them.
Go ahead, grab what you like.
All right, Russell.
Yes, sir.
Going to play the island game with you.
All right.
You're going to go and live on a deserted island.
Absolutely.
And you can only take one kind of candy bar. What is it?
It would probably be a Hershey's with almonds.
Ooh.
And that's
not,
a good call.
And not the big one, because that's where they chop the almonds up. It's got to be the normal size one.
Right.
Where the almonds are whole.
Mm.
I'm very particular about this.
And see, I'm with you here. I could go there, but more almonds.
Yes.
There's so much chocolate, and I need more almonds.
One of those with a cup of coffee is one of the great joys in life.
That with tequila. Oh, my God. I'm telling you. I'm not making this up. Have you ever eaten chocolate and sipped tequila? It's the best thing in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
You can only take one kind of food. What is it?
It would probably be pizza.
Yeah.
That's our number one answer on food.
Pizza.
Yeah. Because anything else is just too tedious. Yeah.
So you can take one movie. What would it be?
One movie. Let's see. I would probably make that movie a documentary, a music documentary. So it might be either The Wrecking Crew or the Eagles documentary.
Oh, my God. That's a great idea. I'd take the Beatles anthology. Oh, my. That's sensational. You're brilliant, man.
See? Wow.
You can take one album. What would it be?
Damn it. Then I would change my movie. one album. That's a tough one for me because I'm a music guy. But one album. What would I listen to quite a bit? It might be Steely Dan's Greatest Hits.
Yes, you are my kind of guy.
For conversation's sake, you can take any person, dead or alive. They'll be alive, of course. Who would you take to talk to?
Or dead, if you prefer.
I'd probably take my father. He's, he's dead, but I'd get to bring him back to life, and B, we could have some good conversations out there.
Nice.
All right, and for sexual satisfaction, dead or alive, you can't say your wife.
Oh, I would never. My ex-wife, either.
didn't cross his mind.
Who would be like, yeah, I want to take my wife? Oh, good plan, stupid. hey, what's your favorite? What's your dream car? Prius. All right, get out of here. For sexual pleasure. Ooh, that would be quite a minx. Who would that be? I would take, I don't know. See, that's the thing. You don't know if they're good or not. You got to test drive them. You can't just go and buy the car. You have to, you got to know what it's like. Because, let me give you some examples here. I've been with very, very women that have been way out of my league. Let's just be honest.
Mm-hmm.
That I had no business having my wiener near ever in my life. And they were probably some of the worst I've ever had. They're like, you're horrible at this.
Yeah, you
have
know
you
what? It's true.
Done this before?
Some of the most beautiful women are just awful in bed
because they don't have to do anything.
Yeah, I guess it's that whole lack of trying your whole life. Why put forth the effort now?
Right.
It's the ugly, quiet ones that'll climb you like a ladder because they appreciate it.
You don't want them too ugly because you don't. You know, you want them to leave. But you, and if you're gonna make a mistake, you might want her to be like, oh, you do a 7.5 or something, you know.
You still haven't answered the question.
Who could that be? I don't know. Because then she'd talk. That'd be no good. I was going to say Sofia Vergara, but I know her, and I was like, even when she talks to me, and I'm like,
I can't stand to hear her speak.
I know, but looking at her, you're like, this is the best thing in the world.
But you're right. She's going to be on that island with you talking all the time.
At least my dad will be there to tell her to shut up.
You could talk to him while you and her.
Okay, so let's think of a hot, mute woman.
The dream.
You know how many women hate me right now listening to your show? I'm kidding, ladies. It's the morning.
Now, I will say, Andy, help me, because I don't. We had one guy say a porn star.
I thought about that.
Gabriel Iglesias said a porn star.
Yes, what was her name?
And I had never heard of her.
Danny, you'd know, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Belladonna.
Oh, yeah. I know, okay. Belladonna. I really do. I even know her government name.
Apparently, now I had never heard of her, but apparently she'll do everything violently. And yeah. So he was going to take her. What about something like that?
Yeah, I was thinking about it, but I was thinking of porn stars from yesteryear.
They can be alive.
I was thinking maybe a Seika from back in the 70s or 80s or a Kay Parker. I would take a Kay Parker with me.
I'll have to look that up.
You know what I just realized?
I will look that up.
I just admitted what a degenerate I am with my strange depth of knowledge for porn.
Look,
I would take him. Yeah.
No, I think every guy listening is going to Google Kay Parker.
Don't you remember her? She was the mom in Taboo.
I'm doing it right now.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't do it on the office computer.
Definitely not on my phone. You're going to get a virus and an STD. You don't want
is that your answer, Kay Parker?
Yeah,
is that it?
You know, I'd take Kay Parker. I think that would be fun.
In her prime.
In her prime only, yes, of course.
All right. Well, Russell, couldn't have enjoyed meeting you more. We're going to give you the bat phone, the under the glass bat phone, the hotline into this room.
Right.
And if you're listening to the show, because you just said you're going to start listening. By the way, dude, you're going to find this out. You don't already know it, but The Sound is the finest classic rock station in the United States. We're nominated for a Marconi Award, which is the Academy Award of Radio.
Nice.
And we're going to, I think it's in October, we're going to find out. You're going to fall in love with this radio station. So wait, if you're listening and you think of something funny, something you want to say, you want to promote, you just call.
Absolutely.
Okay?
I like
that. So again, Russell has two shows. One of them is already sold out. This is September 2nd at the City National Grove of Anaheim, 8 o'clock. His stand-up is phenomenal. This morning was just a taste of it. Russell, you and I are now best friends.
Yes,
and you
we
will
are.
Call me as often as you can.
I'm gonna text you right now.
Also, I want to work out something in the future where we can do a show together.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. We'll figure it out. But Russell,
Come down to Charlotte.
Come on. Listen, if you ever are, you gotta let me know.
I will for sure.
Because I'll come.
Yeah, I'll be there. Big Daddy Kane lives in Charlotte. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Who is Big Daddy Kane?
He has no idea.
Yeah, I know. Look at him. He has no idea.
He was a great rapper from the 80s.
Yeah. Oh, rap. I don't follow. I don't go there. It's not my bag.
But he's a music lover. He put me on to some really great stuff. I didn't know Blood, Sweat, and Tears was so funky.
Oh, dude.
Now you're talking his language.
Now I'm in. I'm there.
He put me on to this slow song by Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
And When I Die?
No, it is. I'm going to find it right now on my phone because I have it. It is called... Are you ready, guys?
Yep.
Yeah. It's called... Why is my phone not updated?
See, that doesn't sound very funky to me.
It's a good one. Oh, I Love You More Than You Know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that one.
Hit play.
Oh, you can play it?
Yeah, you do know that song, Mark. Come on.
Never heard this in my life.
Oh, it's a great song. I Love You More Than You Will Ever Know. If I ever leave you, still playing it on the air. Is this your way of not having to pay them?
See, this is where I go.
Ah. Well, you know, Mark, you do make me so happy. Some guy sitting on the train tracks.
It's turning into a BST frenzy.
So good.
I'm not scared of dying, and I don't really care.
Didn't Burton Cummings sound a lot like that guy?
I love the Guess Who. All right, we got to stop this. All I got to get out. Russell, great meeting you. Have
you
a good
too.
Show.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet.